time for Uncle Joe's Laughter at 45 After.
100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. Sebastian Maniscalco playing the Brea Improv on Sunday night. It's a special gig. And Sebastian likes to compare the differences between dating and being married.
Dating in the beginning's cute, though. God, everything's adorable, isn't it? There's no arguments. Everything's adorable. He walks in the kitchen. She's got like a little broccoli hanging off her head. It's the cutest thing he's ever seen. He comes in, he's still flirting. He's like, baby, you got a piece of broccoli hanging off your head. She flirts right back. She's like, oh, sorry. You get married, you have kids, that ain't funny anymore. Little things are pissing you off about that person. Never bothered you in the beginning, right? Now little things, just the way somebody brushes their teeth in the morning could set you off. You walk in, you look at them in the mirror, you're like, oh, look at this. Right? You might get engaged. Now, most guys, I like a classic, go to a knee. That's what I think men should do. Drop to one knee. I think that's what about 90% of the guys do, right? As soon as the guy goes to the knee, as soon as he does this, the girl sees what's happening. She gets excited. She's like, right? Guy will drop down. He'll get a little emotional. He's like, you know, baby, you know, we've been dating for 18 years, you know? I know you're 48, you probably can't have kids anymore. I think I'm done clubbing, I think I should maybe settle down, you know? And you put the ring on her finger, and she's like, Cat, yes. Some guys get stupid with it, right? They'll be out at dinner, they'll be sitting there, and the guy will be like, look in the mashed potatoes. Now you gotta plan the wedding. Now I come from an Italian family. Italians do it a lot different than most people when it comes to weddings, okay? Italians don't register at Bed Bath and Beyond. You don't bring a toaster to a wedding. Italians bring cash, okay? We put it in an envelope. Sometimes there's not even a card. There's just cash with a post-it note. Congrats. Now, the bride and groom know they're getting cash. They're sitting there with a satin bag that says cash in diamonds. Now, some people don't give the cash right away. They hold on to it. They wait till dinner's served. Right, they go to dinner. They'll have the dinner. They're eating the chicken. Right, they go, chicken's kind of dry. Take 100 out of the envelope. The food stinks. Take 100 out. Then at the end of the wedding, the bride and groom, they go up to the room. And before they do anything, they start opening up these envelopes. Now, the groom takes out a black logbook. And what they're going to do, they're going to log the amount and the name in of everybody that came to the wedding, right? So the guy will be, what the Pantangeles leave? She's like, $10. Like, cheap bastard, $10. The reason for this book is when the Pantangeles get married, you go back to the book and you look Pantangeles. Put 10 singles in that envelope, but don't let them screw themselves.
Very nice. Sebastian Maniscalco, if you'd like to see him live, he plays the Brea Improv Sunday. It is Southern California's classic rock, 100.3 The Sound. Wrapping up this tripler from Eric Clapton, Triple Play Thursday on The Sound.